Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome. Birshus many chaverim, rabbeim, chavri hakolol, alumni of our kolol, and of course our special guest, Rabbi Kalish. I want to begin by expressing hakaras hatov, first of all, to the Friedman family for enabling this special evening in memory of Rabbi Aaron and Rivka Friedman as part of the series that we've had over many years, Baruch Hashem. This is the 18th year of the Kolol, welcoming Torah personalities from beyond Chicago to expand our Torah identity. I want to thank our office manager, Mrs. Tracy Schultz, for a lot of logistics that went behind the scene. And a special huge Hakara Satov and thank you to Jonathan Dress for a lot of logistics. I want to thank Reb Shulman, Reb Shimon for coming and accompanying Rabbi Kalish, joining us here. And of course, the biggest welcome is to Rav Daniel Kalish, the Menahel of the Masifta of Waterbury, our special guest this evening. The Pasuk says, Ish al diglo, that every person in life has a flag. And what does it mean that we have a flag? A flag is something that we wave. It's something which represents and communicates an idea or an identity, and it's evident from far away. It's even more than a bumper sticker, a flag. You see it. In the Midbar, we had Degolim, we had flags. And may Rachok Nira Li, my perception of Rabbi Kalish Shalita, is a flag. I don't know if it's accurate, but my perception of having had the privilege and opportunity of hearing many Torahs from Rabbi Kalish virtually and some in person is the flag of a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, V'diglo Olai Ahava. V'diglo, the flag, the Degolim, is a flag of love. A love for his students, for fellow Jews, for all of Am Yisrael. And this V'diglo Olai Ahava, this flag of love of Rabbi Kalish, has many applications, many nafkamina lamaisa, practical ramifications. In 1969, there was a man, he was a Rav, he had a very fascinating life story, and he came from Toronto to Crown Heights to see the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. And at that time, the Rebbe's calendar was extremely crowded, but somehow, because of a longer story, this man was permitted to join a group who was going to see the Rebbe. And he traveled in Hasidic circles, although he himself was not a Hasidic Yid. He traveled in, let's just say, non-Lubavitch circles. I don't want to use the name of the group that he hung around with, even though he wasn't a Hasidic, but that group didn't have a particular affinity to Lubavitch. And this man, he said, when he went to visit the Rebbe for a bracha, he said, could he ask the Rebbe a question? He says, it's a little bit chutzpahdik, but I hear in my neighborhood people who have tainas on the Rebbe and on Chabad. How could you be hanging around with all different kinds of Jews who are not, let's say, fully observant of every din that it says in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch? And the Rebbe said to this man, who was a Rav, he said, if it was your neighbor's daughter, or if it was your daughter who was running with the wrong crowd, would you just walk away? And the Rebbe banged on the table, and he said about his father-in-law, the Friedrich Rebbe, said, my father-in-law said, Mibsarcha al tisalim. You can't walk away from your own family. And every Jew is your family. And that is the place of Ahava. And so for those of us who have been privileged to hear from Rabbi Kalish, we have heard words of Ahava, of reaching out. It's almost like we're all his family. It's a very large family, Baruch Hashem. And if that's the flag, that has nafkamina. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, V'diklo olai ahava. If you have a flag that has love, Rabbi Yonah says, you have shnei chaverim, you have two guys, har oskim d'var halacha, ze omer beisav shal halacha, v'ze ein omer beisav shal halacha. You have two guys who are learning, and this one, he says the proper approach to the halacha, and this one doesn't get it exactly right. But you know what the Rebbe Shalom says? Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'diglo olai ahava. I love it. So beautiful. People are learning. And then the Medrash goes on. Says something maybe people find it controversial. It's not so controversial because it's quoted La Halacha and the Aruch HaShulchan and other poskim. You have sometimes somebody who gets up to lane. And they don't know the laning properly. The Medrash says, I'm just reading it to you, I'm not making it up. Kore la'ahava eva. Instead of saying ve'ahavta es Hashem, it's you are an antagonist of God. Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'dilugo alai ahava. A degel, dalid, lamid, dalid, gimel lamid, is also the same word as lidaleg, to skip over. You don't pay so much attention. So he didn't read exactly the right words, but he was osik in the Dvar Hashem. He's present. And then the Medrash goes on. It's not just that we can approach people, maybe even if they don't get it exactly right, we can relate to them, ba'ahava, v'diglo and v'dilugo, but the Medrash goes on, v'digulo, v'gidulo, to see the greatness. When you love someone, they may have shortcomings, they may have differences, but you see the greatness in that person. V'diglo olai ahava. Rabbi Kalish was a Talmud of his father, Rabbi Per, of great Torah luminaries, established the yeshiva that has been L'Shem L'Tiferes over decades. His flag, his diglo olai ahava, has taught us about vidilugo, medaleg alaharim. Especially over the last 2 years, you have to go out there. You have to travel, even in the wintertime, to come to Chicago, to go to different places, because you love Jews. And vigidulo, as the Medrash says, to see the greatness in Knesset Yisrael. And so the reason we're all here, all of us are here tonight, is to be uplifted through this flag, to attach ourselves to a vision of ahava, of love, of avas Yisrael, love of other Jews, of ahavas Hashem, of love of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And hopefully, b'siyata d'shmaya, we will take this opportunity to continue to grow in our own degolim, in each in our own way, in our own diglo olai ahava, b'chavad rav, Rav Daniel Kalish.
Thank you to Rai Brand for your kind words and your beautiful Bar Torah. My son was dating in Chicago a little while ago. Baruch Hashem has returned this week with his wife and child. But he was dating in Chicago and going back and forth between Chicago and Connecticut. And he used to call it, when he would come to Chicago, it was an away game. And when his wife, when Sivi would come to Connecticut, to the tri-state area, he would call it a home game. He called it home games back and forth, home games, away games. I want to express that coming here, this is a home game. It feels this is a home game. First of all, now my daughter-in-law and my mechutanim are here. But even I see Yosef here, Effie, and Yair Davular to be with the Chevra, the Baum and Mishpacha Rav Nachum here, just to be with the Chevra, and really to even to just be with this Kailal today, I've spoken to Ray Brand on the phone, but to meet in person somebody, to me, we're beautiful people with many branches. We have all different shvatim. We have different ways. There's as many yidden as there are ways of avodas Hashem. And that's a beautiful part of our people. We have all different ways of avodas Hashem. But deeper yet, we're Yehudim, we're Yidden. And to me, we have to be able to see that in each other. We're Yidden, we're Yidden. And I love this kollel to sit with Rai Brand and the whole kollel that the Reish Kollel has assembled for people that are teaching Torah to all different Yidden. It's a place where Torah is taught and learnt. And all different, we're Yidden, much deeper than all the divisions, than all the deepest Nekuda, we're Yehudim, we're Yidden. And it's just feels so comfortable to be with the whole Kollel, the Meir Simcha, the whole Chevra. That is a really beautiful Chevra of B'nai Torah, that teach Torah, that learn Torah, that recognize the Torah belongs to our people. So I thank you, Rai Brand, for the introduction. I thank you for the kollel you had, and I thank you for the opportunity of coming here and for bringing with Yidden from Chicago. It means a lot. Dani, you brought your father, the whole Rai Greenland, that everybody's here, really, that every single person came. It's a big thing that on the Leil Shishi, Yidden are here together, we'll sing, we'll learn, that Yidden came, every single person, it's appreciated that everybody's here, and certainly I want to learn together and fabrang together. I feel like to start with a niggun, I want to sing the Barditchever niggun, I want to sing the song from Reb Levi Yitzchak, and I want to express that he wasn't like being the carer of Yidden, Reb Levi Yitzchak, he just had good eyesight. The Barditchever had tremendous eyes. He was nishtoimim from a Yid. He was blown away by Yidden. That was his base medrash. He was close to Noam Elimelech, was a similar base medrash. They shared the same Rebbe. And in that base medrash, they saw Yidden. They saw a Yid. A Yid's not replaceable. We're experiencing, we went through 2 years together, our people, davening for a single Yid, that no Yid is expendable. And then we're seeing in our nation, in a country that's been good to us, that's a good country, and it's been good to us, b'chesed Hashem, but we're seeing even on the right, people chirping about Yidden, and it's alarming us all, but in our batei midrashos, in our rooms, in our homes, a Yid is wanted and a Yid is welcome. All Yidden. All Yidden. All Yidden. A Yid is wanted and a Yidden welcome. Reb Levi Yitzchak saw that in Yidden. In Elul, when many people get very intense and are looking inward, Reb Levi Yitzchak looking inward, he went around to our people. And he would go to Yidden all over and just see Yidden. He would just see Yidden and be close. We're an incredible people. The story of our galus, the story of going to Mitzrayim is division in our people. Yosef HaTzadik was sold, there was a separation. And we leave Mitzrayim ba'atzmus Yosef, when we pull our brother closer. When we bring our brother close, we come back. And I want to start, before we share Divrei Torah, I want to start, let's sing the song of the Barditchever. Anybody, when a song doesn't have words, Yosef, it's a mechaya. Everybody could think what they want. I would like to pray personally that Hashem gives us a naim to see in ourselves. I'm not talking about, I want to see this in Dan Kalish. That to see in ourselves we have a big R. That a person, each of us, has a tremendous light that's irreplaceable in our people. It's not a slogan. It's not cute. We have a light, emes, me and you, have a light that's essential, that's needed, that's necessary, every single person here, every single one in our nation, bar none. A Yid is a big thing, a Yid, a Yehudi. And we should be zeicha to see in ourselves, to understand that in ourselves, that there's a big light in us, and to see that in others. That was the Barditchev was about. He had tremendous einayim, to see in himself and to see in others godless greatness. We hear the term like dan lekav schus, judge somebody favorably. Reb Nachman wrote Torah, dan lekav schus is because a Yid has a big thing in a Yid. It's not like some working to see positive. No, a Yid, the Barditchever saw a Yid lost his mind. And then it's very natural when you see the tzad zchus, you see the holiness, the loftiness, the preciousness of a yid, quite naturally what flows is even when there's a mistake, there's certainly do tshuva, there's certainly reasons, there's certainly tremendous cheshbainus that's inside the yid. So let's sing the Bardetshava and then we'll share the Vaitar. Can we do that, Shlomo? I came together, I flew with Shlomo Guri, with Shimon Goldshan, we flew together. Yair Dabuler is already here, so we'll all, if the Chever can join, if we could sing the Bardetshava and maybe pray together, we should have good Einayim to see preciousness in ourselves and other Yidden.
Which chair is it? Sure, this chair.
I want to start talking about the sugyas of Galus and Geula In the parashas, it's L'Leil Sheshi, and we're right by parashas Vayichi, which begins Nistam Leineim, begins the Golos, the Shibud HaGolos. So I want to think about Golos and Geula, a couple of aspects that are relevant to us of Golos and Geula. But I want to pray, right when you mention the topic of Golos, I'm going to ask Shlomo if we could do Ashivenu, Chadesh Yemenu Kekedem, a prayer for Geula ready, and then we'll start learning a little bit the sugya, some sugyas of Golos and Geula.
Perfect.
Thank you, Shlomo. I want to share something with everybody here. My son walked in, and my other son, Ezra and Manny and Jan, are all here, all brothers, sons. And I want to share something with them and with you as follows. Everybody asks the question. I want to try to contemplate the question. The Minig Yisrael, that parents bless their children, and on Leil Shabbos, there's many minhagim that Yidden just blessed each other, such a blessing. I saw the Minig brought like that, but many parents have accepted to bless their children on Shabbos Kodesh, and they say, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraimuch Menashe. And it makes everybody wonder, why Ephraim and Menashe? What are we saying about our children, Ephraim and Menashe? It's an obvious wonder. Why is the bracha, Ephraim and Menashe, more than the Shvatim? What's happening? More than anybody, what's Yisimcha Leikim, Ephraim and Menashe? Right at the beginning of the Golos, right in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, when it's Nistmu Einayim, the Golos is mamish beginning here. It's marked by the Torah as the start of Golos. And right at the start, Yaakov Avinu, right before he departs, from his parting messages, Yaakov Avinu, the Av, who went into Golos, who went to Mitzrayim, the Av was beginning and his death, his departure marked the beginning of Golos. He's mamish, the Av of Golos. And Yaakov Avinu, fascinatingly, decides he had the 12 Shvatim, and he makes two more Shvatim. He takes Ephraim and Menashe, and he says, Li Haim, you're my sons. You're now, instead of my grandchildren, Li Haim, you're my son. I've been waiting on the Parsha. When you study the Parsha, different things, Yais, have hit you different years. I've been waiting for 2 months, but I was zeicha tonight for an hour to hold my grandson and to just hold. Till now, I've been like hugging pictures. He's much better in the flesh. And I think about this sugya. This is what sticks out on the plane. This is what I was learning the parsha. And Yaakov Avinu says to Ephraim and Menashe, you're my children. You're not my grandchildren. You're my children. The Ramban, it's a machloikis, but the Ramban, even with the other Shitas Rishonim, but it's easier, we'll go with the Das HaRamban. The Ramban says that they got a chelek, Ephraim and Menashe, along with the other Shvatim. It was divided into 13 parts, not the typical 12. Yosef HaTzadik was given 2 Shvatim from one, and they got, according to the Ramban, bigger pieces, more. All the Shvatim got an equal chelek, the Ramban learns. So Yosef got a double portion. He got Ephraim and Menashe. His children were Yaakov Avinu's sons. So, and each Shevet was given an exact same piece, no matter how big or small, the Ramban learns. Not like Rashi. So then, in Yosef's Shevet, there was 2 portions of Eretz Yisrael. They were literally Yaakov Avinu's sons. And that was Yaakov Avinu before he departed. That was one of his final messages to our people. Ephraim and Menashe are not my grandchildren, they're my children. Now, Yaakov Avinu learned that from Hashem. Hashem promised him when he came back from Lavan, he had 11 children. And Hashem promised him another son, and that happened with Binyamin. He had a 12. And then Hashem said, a Kahal Goyim will come from you. Yaakov understood he's having 2 more Shvatim, and he decided that Ephraim and Menashe are a Kiyum of these 2 more Shvatim that Yaakov Avinu was having. So Ephraim and Menashe's grandchildren become his children. That was one of his final messages. What's Yaakov Avinu saying to us? What's he saying? I just want to express to everybody here that one of the things Golus does is it makes a Yid feel far. It's what it does to me. It's what it does to you. We all have moments we grapple. Does it matter what I'm doing? So I'm just doing this, I'm doing that. That's not a side point to Golus. The main ideas of Golus are inside, are bifnim. Arbipnimius, this parasha starts Golus, there was no Shebed yet. The Iker Golus is on the inside of a Yid, his distance. That's the main story of Golus. The external expressions only bring out the Pnimius Dik of Golus. The Golus is my story inside of you, of me, of distance, and your story inside of you. That is Golus. That is Golus. It's not, that's Mamish Golus. And a yid sense, I'm getting further, I'm distanced, does it matter? Do I have a light to shine? That's galus itself. And Yaakov Avinu's final message in galus, the grandchildren that seem to be rachik, that seems to be distanced, weiter kreivim, distant. Yaakov Avinu says, you're not my grandchildren, you're my children, close. You relate to the avos, the starters of our people, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You're a ben, you're a bonim of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He takes what appears to be distance, maybe it's a generation removed. His final message to our people, to the children, to Bnei Yisrael, to the children of Yisrael, we're called Bnei Yisrael as children. His final message and his final Avaida was to say, it looks like you're moving away. Lihem, you're mine, you're my children. Close, come closer. He was moved by Yosef HaTzadik in Mitzrayim. Didn't forget who he was. He's distanced. He left all the Shivtei Kai. He left the base Avram. And Yosef HaTzadik stayed loyal, stayed sincere, stayed as an authentic Yid. And he brought up two sons who in Mitzrayim, which can pull a person distant and far, and to a sense, I'm so rachik from that, Yaakov Avinu said, you're not my grandchildren, you're my children. And the message that every Leil Shabbos a Yid says to his children, Yisimcha Leikim Kefraim Menashe. You should be Ephraim and Menashe. You should sense and know, we say to our children, you're close. You have Shaychus here. You're a Ben Avram. Just 2 weeks ago, a kid called me up. I was talking to him on the phone about coming to yeshiva. And he said, Rebbe, he said he was talking. We had a conversation. I wasn't Zeich. I like meeting in person. But we met over a Zoom, over a FaceTime. And he says to me, he says, I want to tell you, I have like a secret. He said, my father's a ger. That's not interesting. Your father's a ger. I said, can I tell you my story? He said, my father's a ger also. I said, wow, it's crazy. Crazy. Both our fathers are ger. Me and this Bach, both our fathers are ger. We come from Avram Avinu. We come from Avram Avinu. We have Shaychus. We have Shaychus. The mission in Galus and what we're saying to our children, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Menashe, we all have a journey. We all have a story. We all have Nisyonos. And things that can make us feel distant. We're Shaykh. We're Shaykh. We're Mamas Shaykh. Very, very Shaykh. It bothers me when we teach. Remember years ago having a sense like Tisha B'Av, like it's, what's Tisha B'Av? In the yeshiva by us, Tisha B'Av is like the holiest day of the year. It's crazy. What goes on Tisha B'Av, Kirva, we're very shayach to galus. Every difficult thought in us is mamish galus, mamish. And we're shayach to gula. We're very, very shayach to gula, you and I. My father had a way. It wasn't a trick. It was, I don't know when he came to this clarity. Here was a goyin b'Torah, and he would teach Torah. Yid sat in the shir. Yid told me that for 14 years I slept in your father's shir. For 14 years he ended up being in the shir. He finished shas afterwards a couple of times that he learned well and is a yid who knows shas today. But he said, I slept for 14 years. What would bring a yid back sleeping for 14 years? A yid's learning is getting. Why would a yid go back to a daf yomi 14 years sleeping? What would bring him night after night with such a tremendous conceit? Mamish had a seder kavua to sleep. What would bring a yid? Mamish, so you stop going, okay? It's not. The guy in his sleep finished shas. People know shas. My father knew shas in his sleep. This yid learned shas in his sleep. What would bring a yid back for 14 years? And the answer is, my father had a tremendous chashiva. So Yid came to learn. It was like the biggest thing in the world. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't. It was like late sonus to ask my father's. The Yid follow was late sonus. The question was ignored. He didn't like when his children were late sonim. That's late sonus. Ridiculous, stupid question. Yid came to learn Torah. Yid's here to learn. He was machshiv. Yid came to learn Torah. And the Yid sensed that it's a big thing. It's a big thing. A yid came to study Torah is a big deal. There was no cynicism to that. There was no... The one I saw, I admire the Torah of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the main thing I see is he saw Ur in a Yid. He was Machshev a Yid, Avoid of a Yid. He had put on tefillin. It was the biggest thing in the world. The Avoid of a Yid is deep. We just came, that we started the winter. Winter is a Zman of Richuk, Golos. And we started with Chanukah, with the Iris of Chanukah. The Nes of Chanukah, every miracle we celebrate is a miracle that something good happened to us. What happened to us? The Menorah lit, that's for God. What happened to us? What happened to us that the Menorah lit if it didn't light? Why am I celebrating a Nes? How emotionally can I attach myself? Every Nes makes sense. It happens to me. It happened and happens to me. What's the nes that's happening to me of the menorah? That was Hashem's nes. Hashem had avoid and the mitzvah was completed. By us, einis rachman apatra. We wanted to do the mitzvah. That's good. It happened. I wanted to do the mitzvah for my avoid. What's the nes of Chanukah? God, it carried out. That's in the realm of God. La adam ma'arche lev l'Hashem manaloshim. Hashem decides what happens. We wanted, so Lemaynaf, what's the nace of Chanukah? What are we celebrating? It burned for 8 days, Azma. The nace of Chanukah is the pshat that Hashem says, your avoida counts. Your avoida matters and counts. Is significant, the avoida v'yid. Is very, very chashiv. Golus creates a esrashlus b'avoida. The ikar of Golus is the sense, I'm distant, I'm vite, I'm far. Does it even matter? Many a bachar has described to me like dragging your body to share and it means nothing. I can relate to that in my own avoda, a sense. Does it even matter? Does it count? Does it even matter? That's Golus, that's the epitome of Golus. The Beis Hamikdash is a place you experience God, Sham Na'avodcha B'Yira, but Sham Na'avodcha B'Yira, the Avod of a Yid here counts. You experience Nisim, the Yid's Avod is like fire, the Kayhanim and Hashem, and the Avod of a Yid is like, that's what you experienced in Beis Hamikdash. Golus is a sense, does it matter? Distance. That's what Golus is. That's the epitome of Golus, the sense. The Bachar drags himself to a shir. Does it even matter? And the Rebbe's jumping, Geschmack! Such a Rashman! I said. So, that's Golus. That's the spitz of Golus. The sense, does it matter? Does it count? The Nes of Chanukah was a mitzeus that the Avoid of a Yid is significant, is big. The Avoid of a Yid counts significantly. That's the Nes of Chanukah. That's the Ur of Chanukah. It lights up the whole darkness. That the Avoid of a Yid is massively, I want your Avoida. I want it badly. The Bach, the famous Bach, says that the whole Yevanim had power because it's rashlu b'avoida, there was a laziness. The opposite of laziness, we tell kids, parents will tell me, my son's lazy. And the way they're saying a pshat is remarkably lazy way of understanding their child, remarkably. My son's lazy. They don't know what laziness is. What's lazy? We were lazy in the Avodah, and the answer is we fought for it. We risked our life. Mesiras Nefesh. That's not the opposite of laziness. It says the tikkun of the Hisrashlus is that we fought for Avodah Hashem. Why is that the tikkun of laziness? We should work hard at the Avodah. Be straight up. We were lazy, so let's work stark. Let's work hard. Ezra, the opposite of lazy is work hard. It's a big mistake. People think that we tell youngsters, try harder, let's go. Try. I don't think you should try harder, that's bad. On the things you care, but Ezra, to catch a fly ball, we try harder, we just care more, me and Ezra. We catch the ball, we run after, because we care. Laziness means that it's not chashuv to them. Hisrashlu b'avayda means they thought it doesn't count. The opposite is not trying hard. That's a very superficial look. Laziness is a sense that it doesn't matter. Zrizus means that it matters, the end of the world. Nothing to do with trying harder, it counts. That's what Zrizus is. It counts and it matters. That's what Zrizus is. If by me the dorm counselors aren't putting in so much work, I don't gather the dorm counselors and say, Chevrel, let's go. That's silly to say. I don't want them working so. I don't want them fighting for something they don't believe in. That burns out. That lasts 3 seconds. You have burnouts. Not what it is. The speech to the dorm counselors of what it means to lift up another yid. Let's talk about what it means. And then the response is great effort. Now, I want to express it's dangerous to learn this truth. I'll tell you why it's dangerous. But Israshlu means that we thought the Avoda doesn't matter. And the opposite is not trying hard. The opposite is to fight for the Avoda that matters to the end of the world. We'll fight for it. We'll fight for this. It counts. It counts and matters. That's the opposite of Israshlu. Now, the danger of this teaching is if we don't go to Minyan, so does that show I don't care? He's not going to Minyan. Clearly, I don't care. All of us have an neshama that's craving, that cares from one end of the world to the other. We have an neshama, every single person. Dan, Kayla, Shlomo, Shemin, Yair. What's your first name? Zach. We have an neshama that cares, that all it wants is Hashem, and Avodas Hashem. We want to get in touch with that. We want to reach it. It could be through Chitzonius, Mereris, Epinemius, but we can touch that place that cares. Hisrashlu b'avoida means they weren't in touch with their neshamas. They didn't think it counts, the avoida. And the Ner Chanukah, the Nes, was a miracle from Hashem when they stood up and fought for it. Hashem announced for all eternity the avoida v'yid counts. The way children, the youngest child lights, Ezra, there's no mitzvah in the yeshiva that rivals Ner Chanukah. My son's a dorm counselor. He's like, Maishi said, I don't understand. Like kids who are not doing a lot, say, make sure I light. And you watch them light the menorah like a rebel, like a yeshiva, with no cynicism. We don't make like a big thing during menorah. I don't try to like crush it. Like, there's a little singing. You just sit in the base medrash. You watch guys light the Ner Chanukah. You lose your mind. Sincere, Ner Chanukah. It's the mitzvah that says the avoid of the yid counts. That's the essence that lights up the night of Golos. Golos is richuk, is distance. A yid's avoid the counts and is significant. The bracha that we give our children and we wish each other is Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim and Menashe. And the darkness of Mitzrayim, you should move ever close, ever chapping. You're a Ben Avram Yisak and Yankiv. You're rooted in the Avos. You're connected to the Avos. You're very in. You're very part. And whenever it's moving closer from grandchild to child, that's mamish the sug of geula, coming close. Whenever pushing away, oh, I'm so far, come close. The avoda matters. Our job for ourselves, the geula that we have to bring is in our own avoda to take seriously. We learn for a minute. Sometimes we get into scholarly races, catching up, keeping up, competing. Our avoda and avodas Hashem is to know. We learn for a minute. We gathered here tonight to sing a song to Hashem, to learn a pasuk or two or five is a big thing, is a big light. A mitzvah, another yid. It's funny, I like that it started a little late. Right, Brand strikes me as somebody very on time. I'm working towards being on time, but it's very important to me that the event started at 8 sharp, just the first part of the event, yid and talking. I don't know if there's any holier part of the event. When we came, yid and were mamish comfortable, they were talking. I start speaking, I'm like the great buster of mitzvahs. Yid and not talking, all of a sudden, everybody's quiet, talk. Bemis, I come every Shabbos. I give a share to my wife. It was to my wife and my sister, and then some other ladies joined. And they're in the Ezra's Nashim schmoozing before I come up. My wife could be made. I walk downstairs. I don't want to walk into the room. Their mom is schmoozing so nicely. Nashim are schmoozing. It's a big thing. They're greeting each other. I'm like the great destroyer of big mitzvahs. I walk in, the whole place gets awkward, uncomfortable. Okay. Please. It's crazy. So I say, I walk downstairs. I won't walk upstairs. I wait. They're talking more. My wife, Daniel, like they're supposed to be a chef. They're talking. They should talk. So I bring myself up the stairs. I tell myself, if what we study together will perpetuate, will cause more to... You're not allowed to say shah when two yidn are talking. It's a chutzpah. Two yidn are talking to each other. How do you say shah when two yidn are talking? It's crazy. To quiet Tuyin is the biggest thing. Tuyin are giving each other chizuk. You can only say shah if what you're going to say is going to cause them to talk more together. If you push a cause that Yidden are more than chazik each other, then you could say, Rabbi, say, could we be quiet for a second so we could talk much more and talk much better to each other? Okay, so then you could ask Mechil, I just want to promote more talking, that Yidden should be mechazik. So the first part, Yidden talking together, is a big thing. A Yid's being mechazik, another Yid's a big deal. I wanted to ask Shlomo, this one, we'll sing songs together soon. This will be a solo from Shlomo and Shimon. If you know it, you can join most of them. I don't think we'll know it. There's a song from the Mesiyas Sharma, the words, Omnam Kvar Yedat, that the Iker Chefetz that Hashem wants is Chukas Halev. Hashem wants us to mean it, to care about it, to know it's Chashev. The Iker of Avodas Hashem, it's not a scholastic competition. It's to serve Hashem with a fire. It matters what I'm doing. It matters what I'm doing. Chukas Halev. Mamish is a big thing what I'm doing, a fire. That's the Iker of Avodas Hashem. So I want to sing it and I want to be mispalel. Your Torah, Nachman says your Torah should become a tefillah. I want to be mispalel Hashem shumizakas yisimcha loikim keefraimuch menashe. We should see, even though we're moving dairus, we may have lost Rebbeim, people that were big and people that we looked up to in a neurotic way, but Hashem should make us Ephraim Menashe, whoever coming closer, recognizing Lihem, or Ben Yaakov, closer, closer. For sing this song, if I could hold my grandson, this is about the bracha, if I could hold the Menachem. Thank you. Take it away, Shlomo. He likes music. You need a mic?
I couldn't do it with the mic.
Should be. Probably. Shimon, do you have that mic? Use both.
Exactly.
Thank you. Is it on? He's turning it on. Thank you. Is it on now? Both mics on? Perfect.
Hey,
If we can sing together as a tzibur, before we share more of the Reitayr of Galus and Geula, if we can sing together as a tzibur, Va'atam Tiuli, the promise of Hashem, Atam Tiuli, Mamleches Kehanim V'Goy Kadosh, to sing about our people. Am Yisrael is not a theory. It's me and it's you. Whenever you think it's like a people and you don't see one, you're like distant. You make it like a concept. Klal Yisrael means me. It means you. It means us. It means our stories. We'll talk more about this in a few minutes, but if we can sing together, Vatam too, if everybody could please join in. The Baal Shem Tov famously taught...
I'll give him back to his father.
He didn't teach that. I'm
excited about the Baal Shem Tov.
The Baal Shem Tov taught that words we say on Leil Shabbos And we'll sing, Bez Hashem, we'll sing some Shabbos Nagonim on Leil Shabbos, on Leil Shishi. The Baal Shem taught that we say a prayer. It's like difficult to read, but Yidden across the world, when they greet Shabbos, they say Karva El Nafshi. They're speaking about Eretz Yisrael, and Karva El Nafshi, that which is so close to my soul. A Yid cares about Eretz Yisrael tremendously. A Yid has gaguim, has tremendous desires and yearnings for Eretz Yisrael. And Karvel Nafshi, that which is so close to my soul, Ga'ala, Hashem, please Redeemer, please bring the Ga'ala. But it's such an interesting language, the Baal Shem was Medayik. Karvel Nafshi, that which, say Hashem, redeem Eretz Yisrael, bring the Ga'ala. What's this Karvel Nafshi, that which is close to my soul? What are you speaking about? Your own kirva to Yerushalayim. You're talking, redeem Yerushalayim. But we say Karvel Nafshi, that which is close to my soul. This might be from the most important teachings of Chassidus. It was just the Yahrzeit. It's just now of the Meishiluach. And the Torah of the Meishiluach brought this out. He was a Talmud of Rabbanim, and he brought this out in Neuridik Oifanim. And it might have been one of the main important teachings of Chassidus. Picture a student in a class, and he has his own worries and stuff inside. And he sees a mentor, some people like growing, steiging. And he has like this funny stuff inside and challenges and distance. And he can't seem to get even a joy. Other people are so excited about stuff. He has like sugyas inside, insecurities, worries. Somehow he has to like forget his stuff and try to become him. No. The story inside of me, my insecurities, my difficulties, my tough stuff, my own story inside of me, the story in Yair, the story in Shimon, the story in us all, is not a side point to Golus and Geula. Karvel Nafshi, the Baal Shem said that there's Golus Klali, there's a Golus of Klal Yisrael, there's a Golus Prati, the Golus of every single Yid, his own unique individual story is the Golus, is part of Golus. And the Geula is a Geula Prati, each Yid finding, uncovering, discovering from the places within. When I went to Waterbury, I was distant from myself. I didn't know myself. I thought my religion was I'm just happy, I'm positive. I was a distance from what was going on inside. I'm learning a little bit. I'm like a 10th grader, maybe 11 sometimes. That I'm learning my own insecurities, my own how does something hit me? What's hitting me? The guys are incredibly present and honest and straightforward. They're not doing the forced thing. What's happening? How am I relating? What's hitting me when I walk into prayers? Is it boring for me? Is it hard? Am I just finding myself distant? What's really happening inside of me? Don't be afraid of it. I don't get it. My son just doesn't come to davening. He doesn't feel anything there. He should do it anyway, but he should also know what he's feeling when he's there. What's the inner experience? And the inner experience is very much an important story, and not to be ignored, not to be plowed over. It directs and it informs and it says things to us. 2 days ago, I got a letter in the mail. It said, Mr. Daniel Kalish, I was insulted. Didn't say, Rabbi, I have no smicha. I learned a frightful little amount. And it said, Mr., and I was insulted. I don't mind that. That's cool. I got very good places from that. I go on walks, I drive, it's in my car, and I get to think and have conversation. I learn a lot. We have good insides, me and you. Don't be afraid of your inside. If we want to connect to today's dar, we have to. We were a generation, beautiful. We stand on the shoulders of tzaddikim. We were a performative generation. We were stark. We did. Today's dar is feeling very pnimius. We could dig in. The Baal Shem taught that Karvel Nafshi Ga'ala means we're equating ourselves, the Amakarav to Yerushalayim, Karvel Nafshi, what's close to my neshama, Ga'ala, redeem her and me. The geula comes, our own geula pratis, our own learning our story, digging in, figuring out what's happening inside. By us today, the parents are in the yeshiva as much as the children. People come, they want Parents Day, you want to discuss your child, I want to talk about mine and your insecurities. You want to handle, my son wakes up late, I want to talk about that, I space out by prayers. I want to talk about my journey, I want to lean into my story, to my story. Then I'll be present to my son's story also. Our inner story matters a lot. And it's part of Golus and Gula. And we daven to Hashem Karvel Nafshi Ga'ola that each of us, the Baal Shem spoke about the Gula shall call Pradu, Pradu of every single Yid, Kol Mishi Yesh Baideya Kilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yamav, the Gemara in Brachos. Person discovers emotional reality, connects to something, it means something. They discover a moment of prayer. I love a bacher comes 12:30 to the Beis Medrash. He's praying. I was watching a guy this morning pray to Hashem. It was like wild. Could you imagine? He was praying to Hashem and he like meant it. It was crazy. I davened a few hours before him. I didn't touch his prayer. Not touching it. His prayer. He was praying to Hashem. Mamish. He was talking to God. Him and God. Karvel nafshi ga'ala. Examine our own story. Look into our own story. Work through, don't be afraid. We come, it's all good in there, it's good. We think that Bachram will open up about the darkest things. It's mamish, a guy shaking to express it. He thinks it's all places of want for good things. I never heard like something that Shirish wasn't crazy holy. Like crazy holy. The darkest secrets, the guy in six. What he saw, he was craving connection. Like mamish, he wants Hashem, mamish. True, it's just true. Okay, he's looking for connection in the deepest ways. Okay, he has to learn how to get connection, what he's seeking, what he wants. Examine our inner story, don't be afraid. And the geulas of each person looking into the inside, working through, not like it's the craziest place. Be present to our own inner story. Be present. This is what we're experiencing today. This is what we're being called to today. Karvel Nafshi. To see our own inner story. And from that place, to shine a beautiful light. And each one of us in our own story finds meaning. Finds Hashem was bringing me somewhere. There was an important place I was being brought. I want to express that Golus takes on a very dark meaning, and it's not what we think. It's really not what we think. The Waterbury Wolfpack lost a very good, important game tonight. They're probably knocked out of the playoffs. Maybe they have a chance. A lot of things have to happen. I've been at a game where the Waterbury team loses, and we come with a big crowd, tight playoff game, and we traveled in, mamish, a couple of hundred guys. And they lose a terrible playoff game. Now, us as a crowd, we feel badly, but we're just having a good time. Can we care for the players? But the crowd wants to sing. We just want to dance and sing. We traveled from a long distance. I'll never sing while the players are still on the field, on the court. It's not nice. They just lost. I wait till they go in the locker room. They can cry. Maybe we'll go into cry for a few minutes. Then the rest of the chevra is not so sad. Let's sing a dance. We traveled far. We're not going to not dance. That's not happening. We'll sing. But I don't like when somebody's not in touch with a person who's sad. It's not appropriate. Somebody's sad, you know. Somebody's sentenced to 40 years in jail. You don't start singing. Day one, you start singing. This is bizarre. You're not giving space. He's sad. He just went to jail. If you ignore somebody, you tell a kid, smile. He's sad. Cry with him. Make space. He's sad. Something sad happened. Our start of Golus is so strange. Our start of Golus was so beautiful, Mitzrayim. It was the reunification of Yaakov and Yosef. What's Hashem doing? Now, I'm very happy for every good minute in Golus. Golus was dark. What's Hashem playing music for in Golus? It's weird. It seems... We would call Rahman al-Islam, when Yidden were brought to dark places, the enemies were playing music in a sadistic way. Don't play music when I'm sad. Cry with me. It's not nice. If your kid's sad, you cry. You don't like start putting on louder music. It's not. We don't start singing when the wolf pack are sad. When they go in the locker room, we could sing. But to them, they just lost an important game. Make space to cry. What's this that we go to Mitzrayim and it's like nice? What's Hashem doing to us? Like, it started so sweet. Yaakov sees Yosef at Tzaddik, and you're making Golus has been really hard. Hashem, like, played a nice music, a nice song. I'm happy it started, like, maybe break us in slowly. What do you want, Kalish? I don't want nice things when I go to Egypt. It's a dark story. Don't play music. Cry with me. Hashem made it such a nice story. The going to Mitzrayim was so pretty. It set up Golus. Golus has been really difficult. What's the nice music? Might say Shabbos. You're leaving Shabbos. Shabbos is awesome. A yid smells besamim. What is that? What is the besamim you swell, might say Shabbos? A person's going to the week with all its frustrations and challenges, a gullus of sorts. So I don't want to smell nice. I think we should all, like, cry. By us svardim, they laugh at Havdalah. What are you laughing for? Let's cry together. All of Klai swell, smelling sweet, nice smelling stuff. We're going into gullus. Let's all weep together. What are you smelling nice things on Maitzei Shabbos? What's Yosef HaTzadik going down to Mitzrayim? He's being kidnapped. That makes sense. That feels like Golus. But then it's sweet smelling. The Chamorim are carrying sweet smelling incense. What's going on? You're playing nice music, Hashem? A guy's kidnapped in the trunk of a car, but they're like playing Tati My King from Shlomo. Like, Geshmak, I'm being kidnapped. It's horrible. Danny, it's a good thing. It's a nice song. Chas v'shom, somebody's going through, like, I don't think it's like, what's going on? You're mocking me? And I want to express that Hashem's teaching us what Golus is. Golus is not being sent away. It's not imprisonment. Golus is something that Hashem, look at our people. We're stunning. We're a good people. Golus is Hashem giving every yid an opportunity for Kiddush Shemayim to create a tremendous art. To create a tremendous light. Chanukah starts the winter. It's like Chanukah's the best yantiv, so bright. What's Chanukah starting the winter? That's like music again, because you're not entering prison. Because the storms of winter, because the difficulty of Golus is a space where Yidden have shown beautiful lights. The only reason for the Chayshach was the Ur. Shraga Batira Mayahani, a light can't be lit by day. At night, it brings out the beauty. Look at our people. Look at our people. Go around, open our eyes. Look at this room. Look at our beautiful people. We're a stunning people. So the music to start it is expressing. The besamim on Maitzei Shabbos, I know you crave Shabbos, Yidden. I know you love Shabbos. Now bring it into the chol. Spill out into the chol. Bring it. Find Shabbos in the Yemei HaChol. Light up the Yemei HaChol with Shabbos. Be Maisif. Michol al HaKodesh, spill out and to bring a light, bring it all there. And the Yid's task to bring an Ur, we're tasked. In our travels, we're a traveled people, we've lit up. We brought beautiful, beautiful lights, all different places. There's something precious and beautiful about our journeys, difficult and hard. But the music playing and even the beautiful star Targulis that Yaakov reunifies with Yosef is because this place is not dark and ugly. The lights will be turned off, but for a few minutes there'll even be light in Golus to see it's beautiful. Then the lights go off and Yidden have a task to shine our own unique lights. But each of our stories are massively important, uniquely. Every single Yid's to be valued. Every single Yid's story is to be encouraged. What's going on, just as much as our exterior story is the Hashgachas Hashem, our internal story is exact, Hashgachas Hashem. All the different thoughts. And that kid sitting in a class thinking, I'm like, there's so much blocking there. It's not blocking. You could be open. You could be honest. You could be comfortable. There's a path. There's a light to light up in your specific inner story. Be present to your inner story and light a light in that inner story. If we could sing some songs, let's sing Chazik to start. We could sing Chazik. Whoever knows to please sing along. Hey, Have Shlomo do a solo. There's a song him and his brother made up. If you don't know how good it is, this I hear in this song, this idea that our actions matter and are important and count. Sometimes we're not in touch with that. Let's sing this song.
Ah.
I want to sing together another Shabbos song. I want to express Hallel Shishi is a serious inyan to ready bring the Kedusha of Shabbos into Erev Shabbos. It says Rav was mispalel be'erev Shabbos shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. The few chazal, but there's a huge challenge of anger on Erev Shabbos. People think they get angry Erev Shabbos because the stress of Shabbos, no connection. Could have stresses on Tuesday. It's not the vert. It's not the oimek. People have struggled. They're getting frustrated. And there are a few chazal. The Gemara in Gittin says the instructions of Shabbos. Isharetim erabtim edliku esaner tzarech lememrinu benichusa. You have to say it calmly and softly, not to get angry. The Gemara in Shabbos with Hillel, where the Yid tested him, tested the anger of Hillel, Rashi says, Erev Shabbos haya. The Gemara in Gittin says that in the neighborhood of Reb Meir, there was a couple that would fight, May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Anger is an assign of Erev Shabbos. The Oymek is Kas, is the opposite of Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is a deep acceptance. My life is good. I'm in good hands. It's an acceptance of Hashem. It's a Sameach B'chelka. It's a Tov L'Hoydeis L'Hashem. The distant, the most far point from Shabbos is Erev Shabbos. Is the most distance you've traveled 6 days away from Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is the furthest distance from Shabbos Kodesh. And the job is to put Shabbos, even it should reach Erev Shabbos. And the main job is not to be bekas. We're all human. We all struggle with anger. And the avoid of a yid is to bring to that place a menucha, a tranquility, to bring a calmness, to bring mamish agula. That's our task. We're human. We struggle. And then to come to a place, Hashem, to accept the situations of our lives. So if we could sing L'mikta Sheikh Tov, let's taka bring Shabbos into Erev Shabbos. L'mikta Sheikh.
Kaidesh Kovodje.
I want to again thank. I want to thank each person for coming. People came. People came out. We all have busy lives, and people came out to sing, to learn Divrei Torah, to Fabreng is a beautiful thing, and it's appreciated each person being here. The Rabbanu Shalom should be mezak us all. Tremendous, tremendous bracha should bring. Merubim sarchei amcha. We have needs. Our people have needs, and the Rabbanu Shalom should give us the. Those amongst us that need Shidduchim, Hashem should send a Zivugim. Quick. We want to build homes that are loyal to Hashem. We want beautiful homes of loyalty to Hashem. He should send our children, our sons and our daughters, quickly. The Rebbeinu Shalom, we're asking, we're begging. We just lit Neiris Chanukah. We want our homes to illuminate a beautiful light, a sincere light. We want children that are sincere servants of Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shalom should send Zivugim. Hashem should send thoughts of tshuva and a recognition to all our children, our sons and daughters, should recognize that their avodah counts. It's not a placement in the class. It's not how stark and each person, each yid, all of our sons and daughters should recognize the importance of their avodah. It should be clear to them. It should send refuas tam Yisrael, parnasa berevach. So the Rebbeinu Shem should bless every single person in here with a shefa, tremendous shefa of bracha. We hear Alel Shishi, Shabbos Kodesh. The blessings of Shabbos should pour into all our lives. A tremendous shefa of bracha. Bracha just should pour from the Rebbeinu Shalom into our lives. We're Baruch Hashem, a beautiful people who are full of blessings, and we appreciate. We're coming from a place of gratitude. We're coming off of a Chanukah. We're grateful for our families, for our people, for all the goodness that Hashem gives us. And we have the guts to ask for more. That actually empowers us to ask for more. And we plead with Hashem to send the Shefa Bracha. If I could ask the Chevra if we can close. We've been singing and saying Divrei Torah, but Yidden holding hands is powerful. So if we can close, for sure, we'll sing the Bardichever for sure, and then we'll sing in the beautiful song that Rabbi Twersky made up, Hashias Amecha, praying for the entirety of our people at such a holy gathering, it would be appropriate. So if we could hold hands, if we could stand and hold hands, singing the Bardichever together, again praying for the entirety of our people, and then close with Hashias Amecha, again praying for our people. Thank you. Yeah, great. Thank you so much. You ready, Shloimeh? Come, I want you next. That looks like good job. I'm sorry. Come. What's your name? Just say goodnight and good Shabbos without doing Tati my king. Would that be weird? Where Shlomo came, you should do Tati my king. Whatever you say, Danny. He says we should do it, so Shlomo, before we leave, Danny, come sing with him. Yair, come sing with him.
Thank you.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.